Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds. To Him belong the endowments and proper commendations. May Allah increase the honor of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raise his rank and protect his nation from what he fears for it. The Islamic judgments are divided into seven types. The obligatory, wajib, recommended, mandub, prohibited, haram, disliked, makruh, permissible, mubah, valid, sahih, and invalid, batil. The obligatory, known in Arabic as wajib, is also called the fard. It is that the doer of which will receive the reward, and the neglecter of which deserves punishment. This in turn is divided into two subdivisions, the personal obligation, fard ayn, and the communal obligation, known in Arabic as fard kifaya. The personal obligation, fard ayn, is what is obligatory upon every accountable mukallaf person, like the five prayers. The communal obligation, on the other hand, known in Arabic as fard kifaya, is an obligation. However, if some perform it, then others would be relieved from it. Examples are the congregational prayer, known in Arabic as jama'ah, memorizing the entire book of the Quran, and working in the beneficial handiwork that the Muslims need. The recommended mandub, the one who performs this category earns reward, but the one who leaves it out does not deserve punishment. Examples are the recommended sunnah prayers and using the siwak. The prohibited haram, the one who leaves this out because he is following the orders of Allah earns reward, and the one who performs it deserves punishment. Examples are drinking alcohol, taking interest, lying, stealing, harming one's parents, and smoking cigarettes when harmful to one's health. The disliked makruh is that which if one who leaves out, one earns reward, and if one performs, one will not be punished. An example is wasting water during wudu or ghusl. The permissible mubah is that which if one does, one does not earn reward, and if one leaves it out, one will not be punished. Examples are having extravagance in halal, lawful clothes and food, wearing wool instead of cotton, and eating chickpeas instead of beans. The valid sahih is what is in accordance with the rules of Islam and has satisfied all the conditions and integrals. And lastly, the invalid batil or fasid. This is the opposite of the valid, that is, it has not satisfied the conditions and integrals. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow knowledge and wisdom on us and join us with the righteous on the Day of Judgment. Ameen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And Allah knows best.